Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Jersey Coastal Live. I'm Andrea Tarr. And we are joined once again today by Sutton Thomas. He was with us yesterday. We had a little bit of technical difficulty, but he has graciously agreed to come back. So Sutton Thomas is a recording artist. He's a songwriter. He's a musician. He's a producer. Kind of does everything in the world, in the music world. So Sutton, thank you for coming back today.
Thank you for having me back again.
My
pleasure.
I hope
you fired your team of engineers.
Oh, you have no idea. That's a whole other conversation. My team of engineers, yeah, forget them. So, you know, yesterday we kind of talked a little bit about, we talked about your background, and I think, you know, we had talked about how you had been in Nashville for a while. You were working there. And for sure today, what we want to talk about is you've got some projects going on right here in the Garden State. And the first one I'd really like to talk about with you is the one you had a song, Melt, that was featured in the soundtrack of Who's Jenna? And that movie just recently premiered at the House of Independence in Asbury Park. And I wonder if we could talk a little bit about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, that was pretty exciting. The song, we went to the premiere last week and heard the song in there, and it sounded great. Now, the way that came about, I had a friend had written some lyrics, and he came to me and wanted me to, you know, to put it together into a song and record it. So he came over one night, and we just kind of worked late into the night and took the lyrics and kind of worked them, and I just recorded the whole song. We pretty much did the entire song, recording, writing, everything in one night. In one night. I mean, having a studio in your house is pretty convenient. You can get a lot done very quickly. But he knew someone over at the production company there. So we got it over, and they really liked the song, and it fit for a couple scenes, and they used it, and it was great.
Now, did you write the song with the movie in mind, or was that just a coincidence that it worked for the movie?
Yeah, well, it's included in the soundtrack of the movie, and it was you know, behind several scenes in the movie. So it just happened to work. The mood of the song is kind of a jazzy thing, and it just lent itself to those scenes, and I certainly didn't know anything really about the movie when I wrote the song. We just wrote it to get a song done, and it just worked out that way.
Well, how does it feel to you as the songwriter to hear your music being played in the background of a movie?
Feels great. Feels awesome. Beyond just, you know, it feeling good because it's my song, I would want it to present the scene well, obviously, and in that case, it did, so I was very happy about that. And I'd worked on some other films before in Nashville. I scored an entire indie film, so I'm kind of familiar with that. In that case, I knew the movie, so I knew what I was getting into. In this case, they just happened to choose the song because it worked. But it was pretty exciting.
Tell me about the premiere.
The premiere was incredible. They had done some great promotion because it was standing room only, completely oversold out. And
wow.
Line around the block, and it went really well. And all the stars were there. And I think they had a panel afterwards to ask, you know, answer questions. So it was a really good night. They did
very
it right.
Nice.
They promoted it very, very well. And it's good for Asbury Park. You know, House of Independence is a great venue. And, that town is really coming back. It's great.
Well, I just want to let the listeners know, if you want to hear for yourself what the song Melt is, after I do my blog after this, and I will put up a link to SoundCloud where you can listen to all of Sutton Thomas's music that's up there, and Melt is on SoundCloud, so you'll be able to hear it for yourself, which is great. Gotta love all this technology for musicians.
It's amazing. It really is, you know. What do we need record companies for anymore, right?
Well, really, it makes me wonder, you know, how did people, the little guy never had a chance before, because now anybody can put their music out there. It's just so accessible for everyone. Everyone has an opportunity to be heard.
It's true. Unfortunately, though, even the big guy, the new successful artist, is finding it hard to make money in this business. It's, you know, I mean,
yes.
Some of these artists that come out and they have millions of downloads and plays, you know, on Spotify and stuff, they're not making any money. It's just that you have to find very unique angles in which to make money, unless you're just a superstar, you know, and can sell out arena after arena. But other than that,
it's
difficult. It really is.
Well, I guess you could say that's maybe the downside of all this technology, because, of course, I've heard that before from other musicians that have been on Jersey Coastal Live. Obviously, you know, you'd like to be able to make some money at this. It's not always an easy thing. And, I mean, I'm on Spotify. I just think it's the greatest thing in the world. But I always wonder, how do people get compensated, or what? They probably get such a minimal amount.
They do.
Yeah.
And you know, getting songs in film and TV and stuff, you know, that's certainly a good avenue, and a lot of artists go in that direction because you can make some good money. But that's one of the projects that I'm working on currently, kind of takes a stab at solving that problem, because, you know, it's right there in front of me. I mean, I'm putting everything I have into this career, and, you know, it's hard to make it. And so I wanted to kind of create a scenario where I could hedge my bets, so to speak, you know. And so I set up this, my wife and I actually set up this company, a multimedia production company that specializes in virtual reality. So she's focusing on education, like completely immersive environments for learning, and I'm focusing on taking music video kind of into the new age, and creating, bringing back that album listening experience, that whole journey. And so you can kind of, you put on these goggles and you're completely immersed in another world, and you're in the world of the song. And you just go through it and you meet the artist, and anything can happen in that world. And it's unbelievable how realistic it is. And we got funding for it, and so we're working on the prototype for it now. It's called Sojourn, Song Journey.
Sojourn, okay.
Yeah, and so we hope to kind of build a product line off of that, and you know, take music listeners on a completely new journey, a new way to experience their music. You know, a very tactile journey where they can actually become interactive with it.
So that's I mean, saying wow doesn't really even cut it, but I don't even know how to react to that, because that's just something so unusual. When are you hoping that might be available for people to give it a try?
Well, we have tried it in its very early stages as we're developing it, but now we're waiting on a new camera array that lets you shoot in all these different directions at one time, so that you can capture these, you know, if you look over your shoulder, you can look around. It's like being in a real world, but you can create your own world. So where technology's there, we're just kind of sorting it out. I'd say within a year, we will have a working prototype, and we will be well on our way to go into the next step with it, you know. So,
well, we certainly wish you wonderful success with that. And the name of it is Sojourn?
Sojourn, yeah. It's short for Song Journey.
Song Journey, yeah. Oh, Sutton, that's really very exciting. So that's a lot more than just listening to music. That's like you're in it. You're surrounded by it.
Yeah. And what I hope to do is to attract big-name artists and small artists to kind of have us produce sojourns for them, so that they can then have their listeners enter into their whole world of songs, and then we can have them interconnect in almost a kind of a social networking type of a thing.
So when you're watching a music video, which everyone, of course, is familiar with that, you're just watching it on TV or something. So this, you're in a you're wearing a headset and sort of goggles kind of a thing?
Yeah, you're wearing goggles that put you in a completely 360-degree immersive environment that tracks your head movements and everything. And you'll have, you know, beyond like in between the actual song journeys, there'll be spots where you it'll become like challenges, like interactive. Actors will, you know, people will come up to you and take you on his journeys and speak with you, and it's going to be a whole trip. You know, it's a whole different thing. And
very exciting.
Very, very excited. Very excited about
so,
it.
So,
you know,
now where did this all come from?
Well, it's funny. We had each separately been working on this for years, unbeknownst to each other. She's been working on it for education, and I've been working on it kind of for education as well, but mostly for entertainment. And when we got together a couple years ago, again, after many years, we had realized that we were on the same path the whole time, and we arrived at the same place, and we just started working together on it, and it's just it's amazing. She on the education side, schools are ready. She speaks to a lot of superintendents, and she's you know, she has a lot of clout in education and a good network, and the schools are ready. They are ready to get this thing and have people, students learning in this immersive environment.
Well,
especially
you know what's that?
We have to give
a little shout out to your wife, Lisa.
Lisa is awesome. She is, she's my love of my life and my business partner and everything else. She writes incredible lyrics. She's a great singer. There's really not much she doesn't do well, I got to say.
Very nice.
Very lucky.
Very nice.
Yeah.
So this is a pretty amazing product. It obviously has application, you know, well beyond just entertainment, because education as well. I think it has amazing potential. I'm excited for you. I look forward to
seeing
that come to fruition, you know, to really be out there. Very cool.
Yeah, hopefully maybe I can come back, you know, and I can when we have it up and running, and we can really tell people, you know, where they can try it, and we can talk about it further and in detail, for sure.
Yes, that would be wonderful, actually, because I think my first question would be, well, where do you get it? You know, what kind of is this something that you would buy in the store and you bring it home? You know, it makes me think of a lot of questions, so maybe we'll have to leave some of them unanswered for a while.
Yeah, I just will say that those goggles are already available for gaming and things like that. It's coming.
Yes.
It's going to be, you know, it's right around the corner, and so now the applications begin. Whoever has the really good applications and gets there first is going to kind of lead the pack.
So it's not just recording the music. Now we're talking about filming it as well.
Yeah, it's a completely different experience. You know, of course, you'll be able to just purchase your downloads and your things like that, but you'll also be able to see entire concerts and get on stage, meet your favorite artists.
Wow,
you know,
so that
in a way
is awesome.
Yeah, and get up on stage and play with your favorite bands. Anything's possible in this environment. It's incredible.
Yeah, that is incredible. Well, we wish you very good luck with that. That's called Sojourn, and I guess we're going to all keep our eyes open for that. That's, yeah, I like that.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's very exciting.
Very exciting.
Yeah,
so
that's a pretty different
project.
Yeah, we've been working on that a while. It's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Always music. You know, I'm trying to pick all these unique angles for getting my music out there, you know, and the other one, you know, as you know, you saw my event with Ann Danish.
Yes, let's talk about that. So first let me say that Ann Danish, who was on Jersey Coastal Live a while ago, she's been on before, excuse me, a.k.a. Nancy Smith, if you're looking her up. She's the author, an author. Her most recent book is called Waking Up, and she has collaborated with you, I think, on something really, this is unique. This was, for me, a first that I had ever heard about it. And I'm going to let you describe exactly what the two of you did together.
Well, yeah, I think it is unique. You know, we haven't heard of anybody else doing this. But she approached me to do basically just to write a theme song for the book. I guess she was doing an audio blog or whatnot. She just wanted to have a song that went along with the title, Waking Up. So I did that. and she played it around to different people, and we started to get a really amazing response. People were, you know, they loved the book, and now they loved the song, and it was going together. So Ann and I got together, and we just decided maybe it would be a good idea to explore other chapters, just maybe have a companion CD that went along with the book that took those chapters and gave a kind of an overview and gave a different emotional impact with music. And we did that. So we have about, I'd say we have about 13, 14 songs now. The CD is almost done. It should be done within a month. And it's just amazing what these songs, along with this book, is accomplishing. I mean, it's being used out in California at drug rehabilitation therapies, you know. So there's just a lot of applications that people are deciding that it means that to them, and they're applying it that way that we never thought about, you know. And so Barnes & Noble was gracious enough to let us host an event at their Monmouth County store, where Ann read from her book and talked about her, you know, experiences with breast cancer and through, you know, what brought her to writing this book. And I was there live so that I would be able to play a few songs in between. And it went really well. And they wanted us to come back in the summer. And they were in agreement. It was very unique. They'd never seen anything like it. And they were getting great responses from their customers, and it was amazing. It's the response. I could not have predicted this, and it's been such a fun collaboration with Ann doing this, you know. And it's really taken it to a new height. A lot of fun.
Well, naturally, since I was there, I have to put in my two cents. I had a hard time before I arrived. I had a hard time visualizing how would this go, because I knew that Anne would be reading selected chapters or selected, you know, portions from the book, and she was explaining to me that you would be there, you know, playing. Really, you've taken a lot of her words and you've set it to music, and I just couldn't imagine how that would sound. But it was actually, for me, I found it very emotional, beautifully emotional. I think the audience responded very well also. It was something. It was such a different event, because lots of times you go, of course, you see an author do a selected reading from a book, but this was really above and beyond that, kind of elevated to a very different level. Of course, not everyone is fortunate enough to know you to do this for them. But I love the idea of having a companion CD. And you know what I think was, for me, very cool? Every song has kind of a different sound to it. It isn't like everything is rock. It isn't like everything is a ballad. I love that you have all these different genres in the same CD. Very, very, you know, very, to me, very unusual. And, you know, we talked a little bit about that, because as an artist, you must have loved the opportunity to explore all these different genres in, you know, for the same project.
I always, you know, when does an artist really ever get to do that on an album? They, you know, never. So,
yeah, that often, never. Yeah.
But I'll tell you, in this case, and in any case, when I write songs personally for occasions, for people, you know, on a one-on-one basis, it's all about the emotion. It's about really giving that thing a personality through the song. And certain genres offer that up better than anything else. You know, chord structures do it too, but certain genres better than others to create a certain mood. And so we didn't want to have every song sound the same, and certainly with what the book is talking about, I could have written a bunch of ballads. There are several ballads, but we tried to kind of take each one and encapsulate not only what she meant by it, but the overall emotion that's just tied to that in general. And had some fun with it, you know. And, and so it goes from you know, some ballads to kind of up-tempo rock songs to rap to it's kind of like a bluesy horns-driven song. So So it's been a lot of fun being able to just kind of pull from my bag of tricks of all the instruments and all the sounds that I have at my disposal to just create this. And, you know, we've had so much fun working on this and doing it that I have to remind myself, you know, what Anne went through.
Yes, to get
be
to
able
this
to
point.
Write this. The book is so poignant, and it and what she went through, and you know, with her breast cancer and everything, was a horrible thing. But it was for her. She chose to let it be just a reawakening, and she gained so much strength from that. And that's part of what drives this whole CD as well. Is her, you know, her positivity.
Music can be transformative. Like, not a lot of things for me have the same power as music to, you know, bring you to a certain place in your life, to remind you of something, this or that, whether it's good or bad. But I just think you did a really wonderful job of keeping things really upbeat, even in the ballads. Everything was beautifully done, and I think it's going to be a very, you know, really a wonderful thing to have that as a companion piece to the book. So
I think
audiences will have the opportunity to see this as the summer goes on, and I'm hoping people will take advantage of it because it's an experience. It's really an experience to see the two of you together. It was wonderful.
Yeah, well, I think there are a couple of clips from it on Sutton Thomas Music on Facebook where they can probably see me doing one song and her maybe doing the reading. I forget what's up there, but it wasn't professionally done, but there were enough cell phones doing their thing out there. So between my site and Danish's site, you can see some of what we're doing. And, you know, we're going to be promoting. Hopefully we'll get a chance to do a bunch of other Barnes & Nobles and other small coffee houses and things like that where we can start to do this on a regular basis because, yeah, you're right. It has an overwhelming, transformative effect on the audience.
It's a unique experience. So, of course, again, I'll remind everyone who's listening that once I put up my blog, I will put links to Sutton Thomas's Facebook page and also to SoundCloud, so you'll have an opportunity to listen to some of his work. And, yeah, I remember on Sutton Thomas Music, there were some clips of the Barnes & Noble event, so people will be able to, you know, to get to that. So are you hoping the CD will be done anytime soon?
Yes, I'm working on it all the time. So I hope it will be done within a month.
Wonderful.
She keeps throwing new ideas at me here, so it's, it keeps growing. I think it's going to be like a double album and then a triple album.
A double
album.
What. Oh, my God.
Remember those?
I do remember those. Of course I do.
They're coming back.
Well, when I first heard the first song, Waking Up, was played for me on and played it on a cell phone, but even that was enough to make me realize, like, this is very cool. This is great music. And you know, she said, you know, you have to pinch yourself that, well, those are her words. So you did a good job. You guys collaborated beautifully.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
So, you know what, in the time that we have left, let's talk a little bit about you, and what are you working on for yourself these days that, you know, maybe some of the people at the Jersey Shore would like to hear you play?
Well, I have a band that I've put together, and we haven't done any gigs yet because I've been so busy with these other projects, but we are planning to get out quite a bit this summer in and around the shore, and of course, you know, probably some gigs up in the city, but definitely around the shore area. And I will, you know, if they want to check my site and you know, I'll be promoting it when it happens, but I do want to get the band out there because they're great. And I've got a lot of, you know, my own songs that I want to share with people, you know, and, so I'll be doing that, and of course I'll be working on these other projects, you know, with Anne and with the, you know, the Sojourn project. And so it's music, music, music. Got to find the angle that's just going to touch and reach the most people. I mean, that's really the point. I can have all the joy I want, you know, when I'm writing it, but at some point I really have to share it, and it has to be good when I do that. So I take a lot of pride in that, and you know, I just want to invite everybody
like
to come out and see us.
What would you like to do musically that you've not done yet? What else would you like to conquer?
I think after this, I'm going to really focus on another musical, because my wife and I have been working on one, and we kind of put it on the back burner because there's just too much going on, but it's going to be really good. And let's shoot for Broadway, right?
Why not?
So
Music and Lyrics by Sutton Thomas.
That is a passion of mine, and her too. She's a great lyricist and a great poet, so she will definitely be contributing in a very big way to that.
And I remember you told me that yesterday you were telling us, excuse me, that when you were growing up, your dad had a big collection of show tunes, right?
Yeah, he did. My parents, I had a lot of New York exposure as a young kid. My parents owned a bunch of restaurants in Manhattan, so we had an apartment up there, and I had a chance to really soak in New York City as a young kid for my growing up years, you know, aside from living down the shore. So I had the best of both. But they turned me on to just, you know, all shows and everything in the arts and culture. I can't thank them enough. It was great.
Well, you know, Sutton, stranger things have happened, so why couldn't you and Lisa put together a musical? I can't imagine that. I think anything is possible. I really do. You know, when you're talented, you figure out how to do it. So I wish you good luck with that.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's a passion of both of ours, so it shouldn't be too difficult. And if not, it's just going to be a heck of a lot of fun.
Well, you know, we are almost out of time, and so first of all, I just want to remind everyone, check for the blog later for links to listen to Sutton Thomas on SoundCloud and keep up with what he's doing on his Facebook page. I'm so glad that you were able to come back today, and I must say I'm very intrigued by your Sojourn project, and I'm hoping that once things get underway that you and Lisa will join me on the air and we can talk about that.
Absolutely, I would love to. And,
and if
you
need a product tester,
listening audience,
let me know.
Letting me blab for as long as I have. It's
hard
to get me to shut up sometimes.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have that issue, but you were just fine. You were just fine. So
people
once
in real life are telling me we're almost out of time.
So once again, everyone, my guest today was Sutton Thomas. He's a musician, a songwriter, and a performer, very involved in the world of music, and I'm so glad he was my guest today. So remember, everyone, 30 minutes can change your life, so please keep listening to Jersey Coastal Live. Till next time, I'm Andrea Tarr. Thanks for listening, and Sutton Thomas, thanks for being my guest. Take care, everyone, and have a wonderful weekend. Bye. Bye, Sutton.
Bye-bye, Andrea. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.